future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, broadcasting live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia at 6 p.m., as I do every Monday afternoon. Thank you for all making me the number one rising show on Voice America Network. I definitely appreciate that. I think a lot of listeners are very intrigued about what a lot of our favorite athletes are doing when the helmet is off, when the basketball is down, when the hockey puck is up, you know, what have you. But it's very important not only to us but to the community to know that there's a lot of great guys out there doing some great things in the community. We have a great show lined up for you today. We have Chauncey Davis from the Atlanta Falcons joining us, and we're going to be talking about his Bet on Life casino night coming up this Thursday, May 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. And we also have CNN correspondent Clyde Anderson with us today, and we're going to be talking about some of the predatory loans that some of the NFL players have been taking out recently. He's going to give us his input on that as well. Definitely want to give a shout out to the Atlanta Film Festival. Definitely had a great time this weekend looking at some of the movies that you had there today. Shout out to Mario Van Peebles. He actually had a great film with 50 Cent as a football player called Things Fall Apart. 50 definitely did his thing in that movie as well as Mario. So guys, definitely have, if you have a chance, the Atlanta Film Festival is still going on until May 8th. So definitely get a ticket. And also, big shout out to my man Corey Peters, Atlanta Falcons. I actually had a chance to view his movie, Late Rounders, this weekend as well. A movie that documents late round draft picks and free agent draft picks as they make their way to the NFL. As you know, Corey was a third round draft pick for the Falcons last year. Ended up starting 16 games for them. So big shout out to Corey Peters. He definitely did his thing in the film as well. And definitely congratulations to all the participants. But let's go ahead and get right into it. My man Chauncey Davis and Clyde Anderson is on the line with me today. How you fellas doing?
Oh, we're great.
We're doing great, man. Good to be here.
And thanks, guys, for taking time out of your busy day to join me today. So, Chauncey, you've got a big week coming up, man. You've got your Bet on Life casino night coming up this Thursday, May 5th, which I am proud to say I'm going to be a celebrity dealer. So hopefully I can get the blackjack table and get my best James Bond impersonation going on. The Sean Connery one, that is.
I hope so, man. It's going to be great.
I think so, man. So tell us a little about your foundation, man. I know you guys are going to have you're going to be honoring Monica Pearson, Enterprise homies Daniel Miller, Sean Lynch, Walt Phillips. I mean, this is just a immaculate event that you have going on this week. Tell the fans a little bit about how it all got started.
Back in 07, my mother lost her leg due to the complications of diabetes, which is what my foundation is about, health and wellness with a focus on diabetes. And I just wanted to help other families out and not let them experience the type of experience what I had to go through with my family. So, you know, through my foundation, you know, we came up with different various things to create, you know, as far as educate kids and parents as well through programs so they won't have to deal with that type of trauma I had to deal with.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, man. That's some of the great things. And definitely congratulations on that, first off. I think it's a great, great issue that you're definitely tackling. And with your mother going through the difficulties that she went through, you know, I definitely understand that. But that was definitely a heartfelt decision to go ahead and help out with the diabetes. So tell us a little bit about what you thought about your draft this weekend. I know this is about life after the game, but I know guys got a lot of time on their hands. I'm sure you're working out and getting ready for a great season. Tell me what you think about the draft picks you guys picked up this week.
I think it was great picks. Some of the guys going to get an opportunity to come in and help us at the beginning, and some of them going to need the experience as they go on to get to come in and help us out eventually. So, you know, I hope the guys are ready because, you know, being with this lockout that we're dealing with, you know, it's going to put them in a very hard position that they're going to have to come out there and be ready to learn as soon as quick as they can, you know. So, you know, I just hope the guys are ready and looking forward and very hungry to come out there to learn.
Yeah, I definitely think the guys well. I mean, I was talking to some fans today and had a conversation with them. And as a former player, and you know this as well, Charles, you know, champions are made in an off season. We all know that going through the season that, you know, you can get a lucky ball here and there, a lucky fumble here and there. But these are the times when you're actually preparing yourself for that grueling 16-game regular season and then the playoff that are sure to follow for you guys this year. So I think you guys are going to do some great things this year. You guys had a hell of a run last year. I think you guys are going to actually be in a position to make the same kind of run as well. Now, also, I know you do a great bike event around Christmas time that I know Clyde actually told me about last year. Tell me a little bit about your bike giveaway last year.
Bike giveaway last year, we gave away actually 200 bikes. And the thing behind that is we want to keep kids active 365 days a year. So all we want is, you know, just a lot of kids don't have the opportunity to have a bike. So we want to give them an opportunity to have a bike and also use it as being a healthy, you know, riding around at least 20, 30 minutes a day with your friends or just in the neighborhood and not sitting in front of the computer or in front of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was another weekend that went on a couple of weeks ago where guys were fighting for obesity when I had Marcus Stroud on the show. And it's so important, man, because Clyde and Chauncey, you know, we were kids that our parents made us leave the house. You know, if you were in the house, it was a problem back when we were coming up. I know a funny story. You know, my mom would lock the door on us, you know, and not let us back in the house until the street lights came on. So I definitely understand exactly where you're coming from, getting these kids off those video games. And as adults sometimes as well, too, I know a lot of us players going, and I mean, we have a couple of PlayStations or football games in the locker room as well. So that's something everyone needs to work on moving forward. So with it just coming off a draft weekend, Chauncey, a lot of fans are emailing me in right now. Falcons fan 365 emails me in. Tell us a little bit about, he wants to know a little bit about your draft day experience and what it was like for you when you became an Atlanta Falcon.
it was great for me. You know, I was a second day guy because, you know, we only had 2 days. And, you know, I just was around family and friends. And, you know, that morning, you know, my agent called me and he was like, hey, get up, the draft about to start. So, you know, I was just laying in bed and then, you know, I got that call from Coach Moore. I think he was the first one, Jim Moore. And he called me and he said, hey, you want to be Atlanta Falcons? I was like, yeah, you know, I don't know. Who would say no, you know? So, you know, then, you know, I kind of like start waking everybody up. Like, get up. They probably call my name. And, you know, it was one of the best days of my life, you know, just to, you know, hear my name called and, you know, experience, you know, getting drafted because, you know, as you know, a lot of guys don't get drafted. It's very hard, you know, and it's a lot of talent that's out there and some people don't make it. So, you know, just to be part of that small percentage of the guys that got drafted and, you know, don't mean you're going to make the team, but, you know, I just was so happy and had a great, great night, you know, with family and friends that night. So, you know, it was great.
Yeah, that's an awesome story, Chauncey. I mean, I sat there watching late rounders yesterday when I went to Atlanta Film Festival. And as you said, to see your name go across that screen, and I know there was a lot of discussion about whether guys should or should not go to the draft. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for a lot of these guys, whether it's a business decision or not. I think a lot of guys at this point understand that the NFL is a business, if they did not know that beforehand. And Clyde, man, you were going to get into that a little bit more a little later on. Yeah. In the show, but as a free agent myself, I felt really bad Sunday because I know I sat there. I had buddies of mine drive from Philadelphia all the way to Madison, Wisconsin, and I was not drafted. And my opportunity actually came in free agency, and I ended up playing for the Detroit Lions for 6 years, actually beating out their first round draft pick that year. as well to get some playing time. So unfortunately, with this NFL lockout, there's a lot of guys. And as you said, Chance, you know, nothing's guaranteed. You know, once you get on that field, it's every man for himself. You have to prove yourself. And I think it's always most important to prove yourself to your teammates that are around you, because I believe their opinion matters the most. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. Besides the coaches, it's all about the player, because that's who's going to you're going to have to count on, is the person next to you and behind you and in front of you. So you got to win approval of the players first. And then, you know, as you win approval of the players, I think the coaches will, you know, see that, and they will say, okay, we got something here. So, you know, and it's going to be hard, like I said, because with the lockout and a lot of guys is not coming in and getting that extra work, you know, far as learning the playbook, it's going to be very hard and very challenging for them. But, you know, if they come in ready, you know, eager to learn, then I think they'll have no problem with learning the playbook.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I think a lot of these guys understand the situation ahead of them right now, and that they definitely have to work out. The transition for them is going to be a little different, because usually mini camps will be coming up this week. So you guys will be getting ready for your first mini camp. The guys get kind of acclimated to what the NFL lifestyle, NFL practices are all about. So hopefully, you know, we can get this lockout taken care of and guys can get back to work. We can enjoy us an exciting football season, man. Speaking of the lockout, man, how's your health? Everything okay with you?
Oh, yeah, everything's good, man. You know, I'm just working out, you know. Getting ready, you know, I'm not going to let that slow me down and, you know, take this time to say, well, I'm going to relax, you know, because, you know, right. we got a lot out. No, I'm working, you know, haven't really took too much time off after the season. I think at the most I took like 2 weeks off, and other than that, I've just been getting it, you know, getting ready and preparing for the season, because, excuse me, you never know what can happen, you know, so I just got to keep doing my thing and not let nothing stop me from reaching my goals this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think you guys have some great goals, man, to reach, and I think you guys are going to have a great season. So I'll definitely be there. But definitely get back to your foundation this week. So all my listeners, give us a call at 1-888-346-9144 or hit me up on Twitter at LifeAfterTGame. That's Twitter.com, LifeAfterTGame. It's going to be an awesome, awesome Thursday, that Chauncey's Bet on Life event this Thursday night. Chauncey, do us a favor.
Uh-huh.
Thursday night, don't outdress everybody. I know you're probably going to have your James Bond GQ tuxedo on Thursday night. I'm looking forward to pulling out my penguin suit as well. So,
right, I'm going to try not to, but I got a little something, you know, that I'm going to do, man. I got to look nice, you know. It's the event, you know, people are going to be looking at me, so I got to dress very nice this Thursday.
All right, definitely. With Chauncey, definitely thank you for coming by the show. I really appreciate you. All the listeners, Bet on Life Casino Night, Thursday, May 5th, 2011, 12 Hotel, Atlantic Station. Check him out at www.chaunceydavisfoundation.org. Chauncey, thanks again, buddy, for joining the show, and I'll see you on Thursday night.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks.
See you soon, John.
All right, thanks.
All my listeners, if you miss it, that's Bet on Life Casino Night, Thursday, May 5th. Come on and support diabetes, everyone. It's a amazing event for an amazing cause. I'll be there. Chauncey will be there along with some other celebs and my man Clyde Anderson. Clyde, when we get back after this commercial break, brother, we're going to go and we're going to attack this predatory lending on some of these NFL players.
All right, man.
All right, sounds good. Life After the Game, Lamar Campbell, Clyde Anderson. See you in a little.
To the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports. Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell. Feel free to give us a call at 1-888-346-9144. This segment brought to you by the success of real estate, making your real estate experience a success here in Atlanta, Georgia. Feel free to visit their website at www.thesuccessofrealestate.com. And Debbie, thanks, and a definitely big shout out to my man Chauncey Davis. Been on Life Casino Night this week, Thursday, May 5th. Call and get your tickets, 770-294-8475. Again, that's 770-294-8475. Chauncey, thanks again for coming out, my man. Coming up now, we have my buddy, my friend, Clyde Anderson, CNN financial correspondent, owner of Paramount Publications. Clyde, how you doing today, brother? Thanks for coming on the show.
Doing wonderful, brother. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, man, when I go for my financial information, everyone, I go to Clyde Anderson. You may have saw him on CNN Saturday mornings at 7:20. Make sure you give Clyde some love and listen to what he has to say. He definitely knows what he's talking about. He's going to definitely steer you in the right direction. So, Clyde, we have to talk a little bit. Anytime, bro. We actually had a conversation briefly last week when we talked about you coming on the show today.
Right.
What did you think when I told you about all these predatory loans that some of my NFL brethren are taking out right now because of the NFL lockout?
Well, man, my first impression is that, you know, it was a wild kind of thing. It was I hate to see people getting taken advantage of, first of all. And to me, it feels like a situation where opportunists are out here taking advantage of people and in a vulnerable state. You know, when you're talking about finances, you're talking about money. These guys are going through something right now, and so people see it as an opportunity to come on and be the piranhas out here and go ahead and take advantage of them. And it's really sad when you think about it, Lamar.
You know, it really is, and it's a situation where whenever there's – and we can even take the example of our economy the last couple of years where a lot of people were getting taken advantage of, whether it was in the real estate market or the subprime lending market. A lot of people got caught up in that big bubble as well. But people are actually trying to do the right thing to get out of debt are getting these astronomical interest rates on some of the loans, and that's if they can qualify for a loan.
Right. That's exactly it. And we've seen it. Like you said, we've seen it in the market. We've seen it with the homes where people got stuck in a situation where it doesn't help them. It actually hurts them in the long run. You know, and reality is reality. People need things sometimes. And, you know, right now a lot of these NFL players are in a position where they're not earning those checks. And so now they're looking for a way to kind of make it, you know, a bridge to get from this side to the other side. And so these loans have started to pop up. And, you know, the crazy part is you're talking about 18 to 24% interest rates on some of these loans. You know, and we could be talking about $60,000 and up, you know, for some of these loans that the players are having to get to take care of their financial responsibilities. And one of the hardest pieces is, and the same thing happened with the predatory loans as it relates to the homes, is that they're targeting people a lot of times that aren't educated on the process of lending or know the other options that are out there. And sometimes this is all they have. And so, you know, I read an article where we're talking about supply and demand, you know, and we do live in a capitalistic society, and supply and demand is definitely a factor of that, but it doesn't mean that we have to, you know, totally take advantage of people. And right. I think that's the line that's being crossed when you look at this, because on the other side, these guys that are hooking these players up with these loans are getting fees sometimes in excess of $100,000 and $150,000 for getting them to sign on the dotted line. You know, so to me, that's a problem, you know, because right. that tells you, one, how much these loans are going to pay out over the life of the loan. You know, it's mm-hmm. letting you know that there's money being made on these loans, and it's not really balanced out. You know, the people that have set up the loans, the people that have the money that are lending, the people that are getting the players to sign these loans are the ones that are winning at the end of the day. They're making out like fat rats, and it's crazy.
Right. And I mean, it's definitely alarming to me as well when I've read some of the loans or some of the interest rates. With me being right. in real estate now myself, I'm looking at these interest rates. I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are actually going to have to deal with this.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is and you hit it right on the head earlier when you said a lot of the guys are uneducated or just are ignorant to the situation of what this interest actually really means. Now, shout out to NFLPA because about last year, I know they started to tell players to start saving some game checks mm-hmm. for this year. In preparation for a lockout as well. And some of the guys are getting paid out, you know, as much as $60,000 for some players, but that right. won't actually help some of the financial ills with some of the right. players. Now, I get into this discussion with fans, a lot of people that know that I play NFL football. Mm-hmm. What they mm-hmm. gotta realize is I wasn't a $3, $4 million a year guy. Right. I knew when I got done playing, I would have a lovely nest egg, I would have something to hang my hat on, but it wasn't a situation right. where I would be able to just sit down and not work forever. And these are a lot of guys that I believe are actually getting taken advantage of. I mean, these are 21, 22-year-old guys, mm-hmm. and I can speak on my behalf. When they gave me that money at 21, 22, I can't mm-hmm. say that I did the smartest things with my money as well at that right. time. You know, you have to learn how to be a pro. You learn how to be a pro. You learn how to manage your money. You surround yourself around the right people. But in the whirlwind of the NFL lifestyle, the whirlwind of practicing and mm-hmm. endorsements and things of that nature, a lot of those little I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed can be misled. And then before you know right. it, your NFL career is over.
Right.
And that's what I think that they're actually preying on, a lot of these guys, that there's a lot of gray area guys out there that will have to work after football. And they haven't taken that step.
You hit it right on the head, man, and that's what a lot of times we don't think about it that way. We see these NFL guys and all the glory, and we think everybody signed for $1 million or plus, you know, and that's not the situation. You know, these guys, I mean, you are athletes, you're gladiators, you're out there using your body, and you know, you get compensated for that, but sometimes these guys are making $300,000, which, granted, is a good salary, but it's all relative at the same time. You know, it's the same thing when you talked about how the PA, the Players Association, was really telling these guys, save 2 or 3 months of your salary, you know, keep it aside. It's the same thing if you relate it to a federal worker who made, you know, the same thing when they're experiencing a potential of a government shutdown. You know, you're telling people that have everyday real expenses to stop and save 3 months of your salary. It's hard sometimes for somebody to actually do that. You know, and a lot of people think because they're making more money, it should be easier for them to do it. That's not always the case. You know, you mentioned these guys, 21, 22, coming out of college, you know, being hit with these big checks, and now they're expected to balance this. And we don't teach financial literacy in college. You know, that's not right. something that's a prereq or requirement. You know, we teach other things, but we don't teach the importance of managing your money. So they've got to go and learn this some other places. I know when I was 21, 22, my mother never sat me down and said, hey, son, this is your credit. This is how you manage your finances. This is how you build, and this is what compounding interest
right.
is. We didn't have those kind of conversations in my house. And so a lot of these guys had that same upbringing where they didn't have that. They were great at what they do. They played football, and, you know, they went to school to get an education, but that education didn't include financial literacy. So now right. they're in a situation where we're being hit with this, and now you're telling me you're going to stop the checks that I was getting, and I still, you know, I'm learning, and now I don't have, you know, what am I supposed to do? But here you come selling me this loan as a pipe dream. If I can get a loan for 24% to help make it through, you know, it's a payday loan. You know, we right. come down on these payday loans out here that are targeting your everyday consumer. To me, this is the same thing. Now you got a payday loan for NFL players. You know, and it's ridiculous that nobody, you know, is really putting a hammer down and saying, okay, hold on. Let's stop this. Let's not let it happen. But again, going back to America being a capitalistic society, you know, we have right. The right, you know, to do things, and everybody has to make their own decision, you know, and this is what it was built on. But I think to some degree, you know, the Players Association shouldn't be the only one speaking out about it, you know, and right. saying some things about it. You know, to me, it's just not right.
It's just not. I'm going to read a quote by NFLPA representative and Arizona Cardinal kicker Jay Billy. Started a quote, "I think it's predatory and unjust. I don't think that they should be charging those interest rates, and I would encourage every player considering high-risk loans to look elsewhere. I think if you went to your bank or outside lending agencies, you're not going to pay that kind of interest. That's absurd," end quote. End quote. And I have to go ahead and agree with him, Clyde, because you hit it on the head as well when you said your mom never sat you down and said, you know what, son, this is your credit. This is what it means. And unfortunately, I mean, let's just be honest about the situation. A lot of these NFL guys, a lot of these NFL players are from communities where they aren't that affluent. You know, it's a situation where these guys have not had that kind of money. I know for maybe they're in a neighborhood where they actually kept their nose clean, stayed out of trouble, did not get involved in anything illegal. You do 4 years of college, you're on a college campus, you're looking at your jersey being sold, you're not getting paid for it. And we go on to the NCAA, that's another show. We can go and get to NCAA, another show. That's a whole another story. And then you get out of college, you've been in all this hard work, and it's never really a release, but you get that first check. And it becomes a situation where, what do I do with it?
That's it.
What do I do
with it? I mean, you don't know. You're getting all this money dropped on you, and you're expected to just automatically have this instinct to manage it right. You know, and you've got all these people around you telling you what to do. You don't know all the time who to trust, and a lot of people that, you know, some of the players end up trusting aren't the right people that they should be trusting.
Exactly.
You know, and these guys, a lot of times, they're not, if we don't know, if no one's ever taught us, a lot of times we're ignorant to things. I know I've been ignorant to things, you know, several times, you know, throughout life, where I just did not know. So not ignorance being a bad word, but being in the sense of I just didn't know. I was uneducated. And so you have to learn, and too many times we have to learn through trial and error. And if these guys are going through a lot of times, they're learning through trial and error. They don't know, and it's hard sometimes because these guys got big hearts. You know, we just had Chauncey on the phone. Chauncey has a huge heart, man, and you could tell from the work that he's doing with his foundation. And so a lot of times these guys also take care of their family. You know, they come from a situation sometimes where they did not have, you know, and so now you're in a position where I can provide, I can do things for my family, I can help my family out of this situation. And so their responsibilities become huge. You know, they are the go-to people. And so now you've got a situation where, okay, everything stopped. Everybody's looking at me. I am the CEO. I'm the one that runs this organization, call my family and my friends. And I've got to still try to make sure that everybody is okay, you know. And it doesn't come from not caring. They care. And so they do want to help their people, you know. Sometimes it goes too far. But, you know, you want to take care of your parents. You want to make sure people are okay. And, again, we don't know how to do it the right way all the time. And it's sad because I had conversations recently with people about this, and it's hard for people to even empathize sometimes with these players because they feel like, here I am making $60,000 a year. You're making $350,000 a year. You know, it's hard for me to feel sorry for you. But to me, again, it's all relative, you know. And so you got to really look at it on a big picture, a big scope. You know, these guys are in situations right now where it's hard. And so they're finding ways to make it through, and there go the piranhas waiting for them right there in the water.
You know, and they'll learn, definitely. You know, as an NFL player, you're automatically a target. You know, every guy will learn. You know, I can know for myself that people came out of the woodworks when I finally made the Detroit Lions. You know, and as as me and Chauncey talked about earlier, you know, I was a free agent. I think my signing bonus was $5,000. I got $5,000 to sign with Detroit, and that was the biggest check at that time that I had ever saw in my life. And I went and got a car, and I gave some to my grandmother, and I gave some to my mom. And what people don't realize is, as you said earlier, you know, a lot of these guys have a lot of big hearts. And as football players, a lot of time, we're used to structured things. We're used to having a circle around us. You know, in college, they got you your tutor. They told you what class you had to be to. They told you what time you had to be to work out. So now here these guys are coming to the NFL with six-figure, seven-figure checks. And now their circle is so huge, sometimes it's so huge it spins their own heads around. And as you said, they really lack that education. Everything is turned into someone will take care of this, someone will take care of that. And then one day you look at your finances and you say, okay, where'd all my money go? They don't even understand where it's going. But we're going to get ready to take a commercial break, Clyde. We got Clyde Anderson, CNN financial correspondent with Lamar Campbell. This is Life After the Game. We'll be right back.
flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. Feel free to send me a tweet at Life After T Game on Twitter. Again, that's twitter.com/LifeAfterTGame. And give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Or continue to send your questions to me by email at lamar@LifeAfterTheGame.com. Got my man with CNN financial correspondent Clyde Anderson with me today. And we're actually speaking about the lockout loans and these predatory lending that is going on with some of the players while this lockout is currently going on. And when I read this article, Clyde, one of the things that I was really happy about this past weekend, at least for 24 hours, was that the lockout was lifted. And when we originally heard the lockout was lifted, not only was I happy for the players and the fans and everyone that's involved with football together, but I said, okay, finally, if the guys got these predatory loans, maybe it hasn't hit them yet. Maybe that they can get out of them. Maybe it's something that, you know, that hasn't affected them yet, and they can get back to getting their signing bonuses and workout bonuses, and you get paid $110 a day to go work out in the off season. So that's money coming in that's going to help these guys out. Unfortunately, the capitalist society that America is, the lockout is back on, and so I'm hoping a lot of guys took time to look at some of the predatory loans that are out there and actually say no to them. But here's something interesting that came up, Clyde, I want to talk to you about. From traditional lenders, now we all know, me and you being having real estate backgrounds and being in real estate right now, we know how hard it is for people to get a home loan right now. One of the interesting points that came up that I read, and I want to get your opinion on it, is that some players don't qualify for these loans from traditional lenders. And what they don't realize is typically they generate interest ranges in the amount of 3.25 to 10%. How does that complicate things for some of these players out here with these predatory loans?
Well, and that's you bring up a great point because, you know, we're talking about them a lot of times not being educated about their finances, not having a good, you know, that financial literacy background or being taught this stuff. And so what happens when you don't have that education, the system that is built here in America is based on credit. And so we've got this credit system that's in place where if you've made mistakes, and a lot of people go to colleges and they make these mistakes, you know, now you've got credit challenges or credit issues, which makes it hard for you to go in and get the same loan that maybe your counterpart would get that has taken care of their credit. Right. And again, this is what the system was created to do, to kind of weed out. It's a weed out process. And for them, they say to make good credit or good lending decisions.
Right.
And that's why they say the system was created. So now you've got players that don't have great credit, or maybe they've made some mistakes. And so now, hey, this is a loan for you. So instead of us focusing more on education or how can we get their credit stronger, let's go ahead and give them and put a Band-Aid on the situation. You know, you've got a gaping wound that you're going to put a Band-Aid on. That does not help the gaping wound. I'm still bleeding. And
right.
So now I'm bleeding more because it hasn't gotten the attention that it needed to get. And I think that's, you know, you're not making the problem better, you're making it worse. So we're still not providing that education for these players. So they know. So, again, we're going to keep compounding on an already bad situation. And so now they can't go and get those 3% loans that they could have gotten if they would have understood how to take care of their credit. And I think a lot of times they're expecting these players to default on these loans because that's when the real money's made. You know, I tell people all the time, credit companies don't make the money off of people that pay their bills on time. They make their money off of people that don't pay on time. They make billions of dollars in fees. And I've read that these loans will go up to in excess of 36% in some cases if these players default on these loans. And so they're anticipating that that's going to happen to a degree. I know when they've done some of these models, they know how many loans are going to default. And it's the reality of the situation. And basically also, how long is the lockout going to last? We don't know right now. Like you said, it got reinstated, you know, after the draft, which I think that's a whole other conversation, man, for a whole other day. I'm glad we did get the draft out and get it done, but, you know, I truly believe there's some politics involved in that.
Exactly.
You know, that we've got to look at as well. So we got that part done, so now we've got these players here, and they're waiting, and they're just waiting now. So we need to be providing some sort of education while they wait. Something needs to be done while they wait instead of letting these predators, you know, loose out on these players that we value, that, you know, we sit in our homes, we watch. You know, you talk about, you know, one of the things I see how, you know, we wake up and we watch ESPN Sports Center. You know, we love sports. American loves sports. So at the same time, if we value these players, we value the game that they play, why not invest into some education? Into some education that they can understand, that they can get to make them better.
And you know what, Clyde, that only makes sense, which means it's going to be hard to get it done. And that's what, unfortunately, because it just makes too much sense. And one of the things that you mentioned, and you hit it on a great head, I mean, a great, great point is that the credit card companies get paid off the people that aren't playing, are paying their cards. But check this out. Financial sources say that lenders are requiring that players purchase insurance policies that guarantee payment in the event a player gets hurt. And some of these insurance policies may reach as much as $200,000 and might also provide kickbacks for middlemen. Have mercy.
You believe that, man?
Have mercy.
I mean, and so we talked about the middlemen are the people that are getting the NFL players to sign these loans. Sometimes they're walking away with $100,000, $150,000 for getting you to sign, for talking you into it, saying, hey, man, it's going to be a good deal. We're going to be through this. We'll get through. We'll make it through. All I need you to do is sign on this line. Sell your soul right here. That's what they're getting them to do. And then you're telling me, wait, on top of that, you're going to need an insurance policy. We just want to be sure that you're going to be able to pay us this loan back. But if you can't pay it back, for some reason you get injured, or you can't pay it back, we're going to take a little additional insurance policy. It's not enough that we're raping you with a 24% interest rate model. No. Let us get a little bit more money. You do an insurance policy for $200,000, you know, and we're going to get paid off of that too. And now you've got a premium to pay on this insurance policy as well. Come on, man. Ridiculous.
It's definitely ridiculous. And unfortunately, as we mentioned earlier, it all comes back to education and the guys knowing exactly what they're getting into. And, you know, you just hear the responses, you know, nobody making the guys do this. But you got to understand, a lot of the guys that are taking out these type of loans are middle tier players. These aren't the guys that are getting Tom Brady or Peyton Manning type of money. And these are guys that actually find themselves in a situation where they may have found themselves maybe living above their means. And if anything, I hope that all the guys that are listening today and all our listeners is that when this situation comes up, that you have the ability to not only downsize, but even that may not be enough, depending on if you're taking care of your mom, if you're taking care of, you have a family with children. For instance, insurance is skyrocketing right now for a lot of NFL players. I know for myself, when I retired, it was almost impossible for me to get a reasonable insurance policy because I had an encyclopedia of injuries that I had sustained while I was a player. So this is money that's constantly coming out. And if you don't have these endorsement deals, if you don't have these commercial deals, if you don't know how to market yourself, you can really see yourself as taking a negative right now. And just like when people are in bad situations with their homes, the credit companies will find you. And you get those letters in the mail that say, we can help you, we can help you, we can help you. NFL players, don't get it twisted, listeners, are getting those same letters from all these predatory lenders and saying that we can help you.
That's it. And you when you paint this picture of seeing that, you know, you're in a situation where my back is against the wall. I've got people looking at me and depending on me to be a provider. That's what I've done. I've used my body to provide, and this is what I do. So, okay, I'm paying higher insurance, you know, and now you're going to hit me off with these higher loans. When, you know, my back is against the law. So you tell me you get a letter in the mail that says, hey, I can give you $50,000. All you got to do is sign right here. It's going to be okay, and we're going to take care of you. You know, when you're in a situation where you got to respond, you got to do something, that's where people find themselves in deeper and deeper because, again, they're falling into these holes. And, you know, it all goes back to financial literacy and financial education. You know, and I will say that they do have programs that go in and talk to some of these NFL players. The problem I have with some of these programs is if I've never had any sort of financial education and you come in talking to me on a college level or investment level of a savvy investor that's already been in the game for years and telling me how to diversify my portfolio, you're talking way over my head. We've got to bring it back down to the basics, you know, to financial literacy one-on-one to where I can truly get it. Give me some real-life examples to show me how to get it and understand this and build me at ground zero and talk to me to where I understand it. You know, a lot of these players will check out if you start talking to them in a way that they just don't get it. You're not talking their language. You've got to talk their language. You can't come in here talking at this high level like I've been investing for the last 5 years of my life.
Right, exactly. And you hit it right on the head. I had a financial advisor when I was playing, and I know he hated when he saw my phone ring because I would call when he saw his phone. I would call and ask him about every little deposit. I don't know what exactly this word means. Who is FICA? You know, all that little stuff that I didn't know coming in. I wanted to know these things, and I think that really delved from, you know, a lot of the great veterans that I had around. I was a player. I'm not on a soapbox at all. Trust me, listeners. I made numerous mistakes and made numerous bad decisions during that financial time when I was in the NFL, and we all do. We all do. And even when me and you spoke about me starting this show, I definitely told you that this was something I definitely wanted to focus on because the numbers are staggering. The 80% of guys are broke after 2 years out of the NFL. I think it's 3 years for the NBA. And the funny thing about these guys that, well, I should say not funny, the sad thing about these gentlemen that are taking out these predatory loans, they're not guaranteed a roster spot.
There you go.
So you take out this predatory loan, you're paying 24%. You take out the insurance policy, they're going to get paid on that as well. You're in camp for 2 weeks, and you get hurt. And your injury settlement is $20,000, and your career is over.
That's it. And that's it. And that's why I say, believe me, when they work these models out, they know that. They've done their homework. You know, I say, it's like I tell people with shopping, retailers and these stores, they do their homework on us. Before anybody, a mortgage company, anybody gives you a loan, they know the statistics. They know the odds. They know who's likely to pay and who's not likely to pay based on this credit score, based on all these other factors they use to determine, are you a good credit risk? And so they know that some of these guys have a potential to get hurt. They know some of them may have a potential not to make the roster, but they're going to put them in this situation where how do you now pay these things when I'm reeling from the whole announcement that I may not be on the team?
Exactly.
You know? And so now I've got this hanging over my head on top of everything else.
Right, and then the pride factor is going to sneak in, Clyde. And as a player, I can tell you that pride factor is a lot of times there will be guys. It's a situation where, you know, when you're a team, you're a family, and maybe you could go to that veteran that was making $12-13 million a year, and he was in your same position. You could go to him and say, "Listen, I'm going through a bad time. You know, can you loan me a couple of dollars here and there? I need to go through this." But with everyone being locked out, that option may not necessarily be there for those guys anymore.
Right,
and then it only takes one no for that pride to sink in. The pride will sink in. We're built to be prideful. We're built to be gladiators. We're built to be caretakers. We give our body. We're not asking for help. A lot of guys will not ask for help. And that's another hurdle that they have to get over after dealing with the realism that, wow, I made a bad decision with this predatory loan. How am I going to get out of it? I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to tell my wife. Then divorce sets in. I mean, it just starts an avalanche of bad things that can definitely happen to this player. And I'm glad you had a chance to come on today so we can go in and talk about it a little more. We're getting ready to go to break, but after break, we're going to take some emails for some of our listeners, some questions for Clyde. Lamar Campbell, Clyde Anderson, Life After the Game. Stay tuned.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Tired of the same mundane talk radio show, boring opinions, and people not knowing or telling the truth? Tune into The Sports Life with Josh and Otis. This show is brought to you by two men who know the good, the bad, and the ugly of professional sports. Josh and Otis's experience and careers in the NFL give them access to the inside information and a reason to have a candid opinion. Tune into the Voice America Sports Channel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. The Sports Life with Josh and Otis. It's more than sports talk. It's a way of life.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Get the inside scoop on the Georgia Bulldogs. Tune in to Keelan Johnson on College Football Game Day, on the radio, and every day on KeelanJohnson.com. On Keelan's Keeping It Real Radio, you can talk to Keelan and his former teammates about the Bulldogs, college football, and all things sports. Keelan's the go-to analyst for Bulldog football on pre- and post-game television on KeelanJohnson.com. And now, every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in every college game day for Keelan Johnson, Keeping It Real Radio. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell. Make sure to hit me on Twitter, Life After T Game on Twitter. Off guests can call in at 1-888-346-9144, but the emails are blowing up. So, Clyde, we got a couple of questions coming in. But first of all, listen, I want to let you know, shout out to Detroit Rock City, the place where I played. Yes, yes. And if you didn't know, the place where my guest today, Mr. Clyde Anderson, is from.
D-Town. Big shout out to D-Town.
Shout out to Detroit Rock City. I love y'all. I need me some Coney Island fries in a
little bit. There you go. You know, you're honorary right now. You know, you were there long enough to where you are honorary D-boy. You are Detroit.
No question, man. I love Coney Island. I could go for them on a late night any night. Got a quick email coming in, Clyde, from L. Styles. And one of the questions, and it's actually a great question. He asked me, when entering into these agreements with these predatory lending or possibly predatory lending companies, do you think some of the players are by themselves or do they have representation with them?
That's a great question. And the thing is, a lot of them do have representation. Everybody's not doing it on their own in a silo. But some, as we mentioned earlier, a lot of times you don't have all the best people in your camp.
This is true.
That are giving you the best decision. Especially when it comes down to finances. And so sometimes they do have some representation. And a lot of times they've got representation that they don't know better. You know,
right.
So it doesn't mean people automatically think it sounds so authoritative that I've got representation. That person may not be the best person to represent you.
Right.
And they don't know how you're going to get from A to Z. or A to B as far as it relates to you not having a paycheck right now. And
right.
if they don't have that knowledge, it's like the blind leading the blind sometimes, or mm-hmm. you're just someone that doesn't have your best interest at heart. And so you would hope that they have the right people in their corner doing the right things for them, showing them how to do it. But again, it's a sad factor that that's not always the case.
You know, and it's really not. And I'm not on a soapbox here telling anyone what to mm-hmm. do with their money. But I've been in the locker room with a lot of fellas that trusted the wrong people with their
yeah.
money. Whether it be family, whether it be friends that they grew up with.
Right.
Even I made a mistake and trusted someone that was introduced to me with a substantial amount of money that ended up not turning out a good business deal for me. So it's definitely relevant. And but the good thing about the lockout, if anything good comes out of it for the players, is I think that a lot of the country right now understands, whether the high school ball players, whether the college ball players, that know they may have an opportunity in the future to be in the NFL, or the guys that – we're just living the NFL dream, those first, second-year guys, is that this is a business. This
yeah,
is a business.
Yeah, big business.
Big business.
And I think that's where, you know, even going back to some articles, I think a point was made that a lot of these teams are billion-dollar businesses. And
mm-hmm.
these players, even if you are a million-dollar player, you're not a billion-dollar business. And
right.
so a lot of times these teams can withstand this lockout. You know, long money can ride out a lot longer. You know, the longer
right.
your money is, the longer you can withstand something. You know,
right.
It's just like gambling. If you're at the table, the longest money usually wins. So now
right.
if we're in a situation where my money may not be that long, I've got to find an alternative, and it's sad that this becomes the alternative.
Right, right. And when I travel and I talk to kids and they ask me about the NFL, and also I always try to direct them into doing other things besides being a pro athlete, just because the numbers are so low as far as making it. But I say, but if you do, and if you have that chance and you think you have that opportunity to go to college and possibly go to the NFL, I encourage all these kids to major in business and finance.
Yeah.
I say,
yeah.
I don't care if you don't like it. If you may have a best friend that's in business and finance,
mm-hmm.
make him your best buddy, not only while you're in school, but when you get out of school. Because
right.
at the end of the day, you're going to have to deal with finances. And if you don't know it yourself, you definitely want someone on your team that you can trust. You know, I've heard a lot of stories where financial advisors, you've never met them before until your second year in the
right.
league. And
right.
you can't manage a $6 million player the same way you manage a $400,000 a year player. Their
you're
plans
right.
have to be completely different. It even goes down to positions. If you're a
yeah.
running back in the NFL right now, you got about 3 or 4 years
yeah.
of running that football in the NFL. If you make it past 4 years as a running back, like Barry did, probably because no one could hit him, but
right,
that's
right.
That is a grueling position. You are getting
yeah.
hit 30, 40 times a game. And I had one of my buddies on the show earlier this month. Those are like mini car crashes.
Mm-hmm.
So people ask me, you know, why did Mark Ingram not come off until, you know, 28? I said, the life expectancy for a running back in the NFL is very tough. So
yeah.
well, he's looking at, when he gets drafted, he's looking at a 5-year career.
Yeah.
Now don't get me wrong. I hope he plays forever. I love Mark Ingram as a back. I think he's a great player. But
right.
just being realistically thinking about things, I have a 5-year plan to get this money.
Right.
And you want a financial advisor that's going to sit down and say, okay, look, you got 5 years.
Mm-hmm. How do we do it?
If you stay healthy, how am I going to set it up to where I can be comfortable for the rest of my life? And I think a lot
exactly.
of times that guys don't go in. As you said, it all starts with the education. And guys don't go in thinking that their time is going to be over that fast. I played six
no.
years. My goal was to play for 10. And that,
right.
when that phone call came, my 6 years, it was pretty much over for me. So you never know when that phone call is going to come. And the education factor of it is such a huge deal. I think education and finance and marketing and learning how to market
yeah.
yourself will help guys,
yeah.
you know, not only maintain a good NFL career, but they'll feel comfortable when they walk away from the game to know that they did the right thing with their money financially.
Exactly, because, again, you know, that's a short period of time you're talking about. It's a short career. And so but when you're in the midst of these things, a lot of times you feel like this money's going to last forever because you're riding the wave. But this is a short career. If you're talking about 5 years, the rest of your life is a lot longer. But you got to be prepared for it, but it definitely gives you an opportunity to set yourself up right if you go in
right.
and do it right.
Right. Right, definitely. Well, Claude, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show with me today and spreading your wealth of financial knowledge. Let the listeners know where they can find you or listen to your show or also watch
definitely.
You on CNN.
Definitely. You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is under Clyde Anderson, Chief Thinker. You can definitely follow me on Twitter. It's Clyde Anderson. And you can, my website is www.clydeandersononline.com. That's my blog, clydeandersononline.com. And definitely, like I say, follow me on Twitter, Clyde Anderson. You can catch me every Saturday morning on the CNN Weekend Newsroom with TJ Holmes at about 7:20 for my Take It to the Bank segment. And, again, it's all about changing your mind and changing life. And so we can live like no one else and live better.
All right, man. I definitely appreciate it now. I know we're going to see each other Thursday night at Chauncey's Foundation event. I know that Detroit style is going to come Thursday. So I know I have to step my game up. I got to go in that closet. I'm going to have to pick me something up to keep up with y'all, big boys.
Well, you heard Chauncey say it. You know, this is the event, man. This is my second year of really working with Chauncey on the board, and they're doing some amazing work, man. And they really do it. They do it for real and get it done. And this is a great event, you know, one of our big events throughout the year, Bet on Life. And so it's a great time, man. It's for a great cause. We honor some great people. And we go out there and have a great time, man. So I'm looking to see you on that table doing your thing.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully I can get that blackjack table. That's my right there. So definitely we can see it. Well, Clyde, thanks a lot, brother. I will see you on Thursday. Appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, brother. My pleasure. And congratulations to you, man. Keep doing your thing.
Thanks, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That was CNN financial correspondent Clyde Anderson. Be sure to join us this Thursday night for the Bet on Life Casino Night with Chauncey Davis of the Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be for a great cause. You heard Chauncey speak about his mom and some of the things that he had to go through, and this inspired his foundation. So definitely come out and support his foundation. About $125 a ticket. It's awesome. It's tax deductible for all my business people out there. So definitely come through and make it a part of your week this week. Again, if a ticket's called 770-294-8475. Again, that's 770-294-8475. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, Life After the Game. Be sure to tune in next week at 6 p.m. as I am here every Monday in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Always have the perfect state of mind for success. I'll see you next week.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.